And through foggy London town the sun was shining everywhere. And through foggy London town the sun was shining everywhere.
Y si tienen una noticia y quieren que nosotros lo anunciemos aquí por medio de esta radiodifusora, KFAI, es 90.3 FM Radio, y estamos dispuestos para servirles aquí en esta estación de radio.
My name is Fern. I'm listening to KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis. Party my dust. I was being part of my dust.
If all the world were paper and all the sea were ink, if all the trees were bread and cheese, what should we have to drink?
That's nonsense.
What is nonsense?
Exactly what the word says. Nonsense. Something that doesn't make sense. If you speak nonsense on purpose, that can be very funny. But some people speak nonsense without knowing it. And that's very sad.
Sing me a funny nonsense song, please, Martin.
As Tommy Snooks and Bessie Brooks were walking out one Sunday, said Tommy Snooks to Bessie Brooks, tomorrow will be Monday.
Is this a nonsense song?
Two cats sat on a garden wall for an hour or so together. At first they talked about nothing at all, and then they talked of the weather.
That's the idea. It pretends to be very serious, so it sounds all very funny. Have you heard the story of Mary Morey?
Tell you a story about Mary Morey, and now my story's begun. I'll tell you another about her brother, and now my story's done.
Now you start one and I'll finish it.
There was an old man and he had a calf, and that's half.
He took him out of the stall and tied him to the wall, and that's all.
We.
I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, and I punch the man who says I'm not. I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, and I punch the man who says I'm not. I'm happy, I'm happy, punch. I'm happy, I'm happy, punch. I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy.
Knock, knock, who's there? Well, I declare, how do, it's you. They want to come in and be my guest. Take off your hat, they're well, come at. He's out for you. They want to come in and be my guest.
My house is open house for you. Remove your shoes, I'll lose your blues for you.
Relax with me,
in slacks with me. Play sax with me. Hey, won't you come in and be my guest? Knock, knock, who's there? Well, I declare, how do, it's you. Hey, won't you come in and be my guest? Take off your hat, the welcome mat is out for you. Hey, won't you come in and be my guest?
My heart is open house for you. Remove your shoes, I'll lose your blues for you.
Relax with me, in slacks with me, play sax with me. Hey, won't you come in and be my guest? Come in and make yourself at home. Let's have a ball, we're all alone. Come in and I'll ignore the phone. Hey, won't you come in and be my guest? Come in and make yourself at home. Let's have a ball, we're all alone. Come in and I'll ignore the phone. Hey, won't you come in and be my guest?
Pardon my dust?
America. This is CKIFR, Intelligence Free Radio, and I'm your host with the most for this misty morning, Baba Boom. Coming right up with sports, weather, traffic, and all your favorite hits from America. Got hit then, stationed around the globe, protecting you and yours from them and theirs. And remember, listeners, if it ain't free, it ain't America. Here's a word from one of our freedom-loving sponsors, Coke.
Coke, you know it's the real thing when it comes all the way from the jungles of Bolivia in a CIA plane. Genuine state-approved CIA Coke. Snorters know it's the one at your dealers now. Support the right to dictate. Snort it and watch your dollars finance another covert CIA operation. Available only in America.
Report. Here's our lovely deodorized Donna. Hello, Donna, are you up there? Come in now, Donna, Donna. Hey, Bo, there's a steady flow of arms heading north through Canada on route to Guatemala, so border delays are expected. Meanwhile, plane loads of Americaca hostages coming back in trade from all around the world are clogging major air terminals. We advise commuters and tourists to stay home till all the boys and girls are back safe. Oh yeah, that meltdown in the Pacific Northwest is causing havoc on the freeways. If you drive carefully, you'll get out quicker. That's it, Bo. Thanks, Donna, and remember, if it ain't safe, it ain't America. Weather! That continuing radioactive drizzle will be light and won't bother those of you enjoying your backyard bomb shelters. Still on special in lovely pastels from this radio station for lucky survivors out there. Oh, how we love you, America! It's time for some music. Here's our hit single from the El Salvadorian Police Academy Death Squad, who recently toured America to rave reviews everywhere. Ready, boys? Get it.
Hey, hey, get out of my way. We just came back from the USA. Hey, hey, get out of my way. Now we work for the CIA.
Right! That's been number one in our charts for weeks. Only here in America. Sports! Here's Ernie with a fast-breaking report from the Mediterranean Finals.
Bilbo, in international affairs, the U.S. State Department still maintains a healthy lead over its closest competitor. Gunning, bombing, killing everybody in the first quarter. Season tickets for the best seats in our own CKIFR helicopter gunship. Following all the action, they're still available. That's it, Bo. I gotta run now.
Thanks, Ernie. This goes to show you, still on top in America! And remember, listeners, you don't have to be hit by a flying brick or a Molotov to realize you got problems. Call our own Mr. Fix-It, Oliver North, on our troubleshooting hotline. No global issue, no neighborhood menace is too hot for him to handle. You can count on all, just like you could count on the rest of us. Because that's what it's all about in America!
Caca! Caca! Caca!
It's just fun to say. I can see why they would keep harping on it.
Ten after ten.
Ten after ten in these Twin Cities bars. It is Fresh Air Community Radio. It is KFAI. 90.3 FM HD Minneapolis. Streaming all over the world, including St. Paul at KFAI.org. Yep, you caught it, Corey Funk. Once you reference Ollie North, you know you're in the 80s. But we're kind of there right now, aren't we? Who would our Ollie North be right now? Who's the Trump fixer? I forget his name. It's not Bannon. It's not Stone. There was some guy, a Michael guy. What's that guy's name? I don't even want to think about it. That was rhythm activism. Yeah, I would call that probably 87, 88 or so. It's definitely not Miller. It's definitely not Miller. He doesn't fix things. Michael Cohn, that's it. Yeah. Yeah, those guys. Screw those guys. You hear that? We don't receive any CPB funding anymore. We're funded by you guys. Funded by you guys, so screw those guys. We're the fixers. We fix ourselves. But rhythm activism with America. The Manhattan Brothers before that from South Africa. I think that's one of two attempts to get in on the American English market. And that was Be My Guest. Relax with me, wear slacks with me. I love that one. The Ivor Cutler Trio before that from Ludo. That was I'm Happy and I'll Punch the Man Who Says I'm Not. Which, you know, those are not mutually exclusive things. You can be happy and you can be happy punching men who say you are not. It's the only thing that keeps some people happy. And Julie Green and Martin Andrews. Yeah, Julie Andrews and Martin Green, accompanied by Moondog up at the top, from the record Songs of... I think it's Songs of Sense and Nonsense. I think is the actual record. Let me roll back here. Yeah, that's what it is. I received that through Discogs. I didn't order it. It came with an order of something else. And I'm not sure if I got somebody else's order from this record shop, but if I did and they ever figure it out, like, I'll gladly pay for it because I didn't know the record existed. And it's a treat. It's a gem. It is a gem of a treat. And I'm happy to have it. KFAI.org/chat. Sadie at the front desk is posting pictures of pigeons up on the roof and up on the ledge. We have a grand history of pigeons here. I don't know how, you know. Do pigeons stay in the same neighborhood for their lives? Because I've seen pictures of this building and this neighborhood, and I've seen, like, the same white pigeon, or, you know, looking like the same white pigeon with the same kind of markings that would land on one of the windows out here. I've seen a picture of that, you know, that same sort of pigeon, you know, 40 years previous. So do pigeons stick around? Do we have any animal experts out there? 612-341-0980. Okay, I'll give you a chance to call. Don't call all at once right now. But don't call at 11 o'clock, because around 11 o'clock, I'm going to be speaking with a filmmaker named Rachel Morrison, who is in town for the MSP Film Festival. And she's directed a documentary about a man known as Joy Bubbles. I talked to her 5 years ago when this when work on this documentary started, and it probably started before that, but that's when it came to my attention. I talked to her back when I was on AM Drive. And the movie is finally done, and it's making the rounds, and I saw that it was doing two showings here. I'm going to the one this afternoon. There was one a couple days ago. So if you saw it, you know, jump in the chat, let us know. I'm curious about that. But I'm going to talk to her about 10 minutes up at the top to let you know. It's playing over at the St. Anthony Main at 4:30, I believe. And I assume there are still tickets there. Joy Bubbles is an interest of mine, similar to Tiny Tim. And thank you to all the Tim heads that came out this Sunday. There was actually me and Fern hung out there, and more people than I expected showed up. Some people from listening to the show, thank you. Some people from learning about it on Facebook as associated with the show, thank you. I met Max Barber out there under those same auspices, and he had not only a Joy Bubble story, but a Tiny Tim story. That was pretty sweet. And then just, you know, regular old citizens who came out to pay their respects. We sat down there, we had some snacks, we had some tulips, we played some music, we witnessed some potential paranormal things, but I also think that maybe if you just sit in a crypt for 3 hours, you're bound to see something that reads as paranormal to you. But at the very least, I will say this, when we were all sitting in that room, me and my daughter and Emma, were you there when the letter fell down? I don't remember. I know Emma showed up. And some other folks who had showed up, Jennifer and her husband Paul, we were all sitting in the room just having a discussion about Mr. Tim, and the eye from Tiny fell to the ground. Nobody touched it. You know, I was watching my daughter, and she was near the crypt, but she didn't touch it. She didn't do anything. And it just fell, and it's a brass letter, so it fell, and it made a loud sound as though to signify to anybody around, like, I'm here, you know, there are others here with us. And that happened two other times in that room over the course of 3 hours. And it, you know, it could have just been the change in humidity, and maybe that's something that happens in those rooms all the time. I would hope that they have, you know, better glue in there. But the letter I fell down, a number one fell down from a crypt adjacent to that one. And again, nobody touched it. And when I was just standing there and watching my daughter draw a couple hours, or maybe an hour before, I heard that sound, and I cannot figure out where I can't figure out which letter fell down. I didn't look at every single one to figure out where it fell, but it was, I wouldn't call it spooky, I would call it eerie. It was definitely an eerie, it was an eerie moment. And a little later, some other folks came by.